This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want. Dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. Where will the next secession movement have success? Didn't work out in Scotland last week.
What about Catalonia?
Catalonia's definitely got a hot one. There's no doubt about it. In fact, there are several movements over in the Europe zone that are very interested in secession, arguably more so than in the United States. So I would say if I was going to put money on it, it probably wouldn't be one of the United States. It would likely be Catalonia or one of those other. There was a list of like eight different places in Europe, in Eastern Europe, that are considering leaving wherever it is they are. So, with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian, Derek J.
And Mark.
Share with us your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can continue on the secession topic here in a moment. Plus, coming up, Derek J. will be telling us about a teacher committing civil disobedience. But, Derek, there was a correction or an addition slash correction you wanted to make to a discussion we were having last hour about an issue where people who are defending their home from what they consider to be a home invader, turns out they shoot a cop or something who was breaking in on a police raid. You're saying that, or there was some discussion that in certain states, that's actually legal.
Yeah, that's right. And I said something that was inaccurate about a man named Perryman, who I said shot and killed a police officer who
in
tried
Texas.
To enter his home in Texas. He shot, but he did not kill the officer there. Mm-hmm. However, there was a man that I was thinking of instead in Somerville, Texas, named Henry Godrich McGee, and he was the victim of a no-knock raid at about 6 a.m., did shoot at police, did kill them. They did find drugs in his home, and he was still acquitted of the murder charge. So he was not charged for murdering a cop who entered his home to look for drugs, even though they found the drugs.
Look, cops out there, if you want to stop getting shot by people, a good way to stop that would be to stop raiding people's houses for drugs.
Yeah, and it was a common sense thing, too, because even the jury got it. They said, quote, he did what a lot of people would have done.
This is a juror?
The jury said this, yeah. And he defended himself and his girlfriend and his home.
Hmm.
So it's pretty clear that the people are like, hey, you come into some guy's home at 6 a.m., he's going to think you're a robber, some kind of intruder. He's going to think you're a danger.
Absolutely.
He's going to try and defend his home and his girlfriend.
You're rolling out of bed at 3, 4 in the morning. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Right. How are you supposed to defend your home if you're supposed to be scared all the time that it might be a police officer busting through the door?
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in New Jersey. And that doesn't even bring up, by the way, the fact that a lot of home invaders who are not police will claim to be police.
Yep.
So there's that confusion factor as well. Matt, in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Good evening.
Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
So I wanted to bring up something. Derek, you got reamed earlier on your show by that guy from Arizona.
Yes.
And he really calls a lot and talks a lot of stuff and tries to poke holes. And I think you guys should look into maybe even taking a look at his tax returns. Maybe he's getting some money coming in from the Stop Free Teen movement or whatever it is.
Could be. Yep, could be. I would not know where to begin looking at someone's tax return. I'm not even interested in looking at other people's info.
I got more better things to do with my time than investigate callers.
But I see your point. Yeah, I doubt he's funded by anyone. Just seems like a regular, you know, crazy person. He calls into Free Talk Live as well.
Okay, I also wanted to bring up ISIS.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up ISIS and how ridiculous it is to think that this could be legit. I mean,
what do you mean? This could be legit. You mean ISIS?
The beheading videos where they're saying, don't come after us or we're going to keep beheading people.
Yeah. It does seem really strange. I mean, like, do they think that behavior is going to keep the United States away? It might be good for recruiting money or individuals to their movement, but I don't think it's very effective in keeping the U.S. away.
Right. So that must be their goal. That must be their intention. And so by going to fight them. We're just giving them whatever they want.
Well, I'm not going to fight anyone. I think you might mean the federal government.
Yeah, I got caught up. I'm a little nervous on the radio.
Well, some people would suggest that ISIS is, you know, essentially a creation of the federal government. I mean, that's kind of a conspiracy theory, but it's an interesting one.
Wouldn't be the first time the U.S. government created something like that.
There's certainly, to some extent, they, you know, were funded, to some extent armed, to, you know, the U.S. was involved in trying to overthrow Assad. So since this is an anti-Assad situation, you know, organization, then I think that the U.S. is to some extent responsible. They certainly created a situation in Iraq where they took away the Sunni rule, gave it to the Shiites essentially, and now Sunnis are, largely unemployed, dejected, upset. It's hard to it's hard to think that they'd be really excited about the U.S.
Right.
Anything else you want to share, Matt?
No, I just wanted to point out that odd contradiction.
Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a new video from ISIS that came out, I think it was Friday or Saturday. We have yet to play the audio here. I don't know if we will. It's not the most critical video. It's not one of their it's not a beheading video. So far there have been three?
It's their, like, propaganda trailer, right? It's the one, it's got lots of flash photography of the U.S. and some fighting scenes and some explosions.
No, I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, the one I've seen is where they've got a guy, the one I was talking about is a guy, one of their prisoners in the orange shirt.
Oh.
He's sitting at a desk and talking into the camera, and he delivers a message. I'll try to pull it up here if we get a chance a little bit later. He delivers a message saying more videos, essentially in a nutshell saying that more videos are going to come from ISIS of more of a propaganda mentality where they kind of give their side of the story. And so
don't believe everything you see, folks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you shouldn't believe the U.S. government and you shouldn't believe the ISIS guys, right? Who's telling the truth? Probably none of them.
I wonder what video editing software they use. Like, I wonder what computers they're on.
It's nice.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
The quality is very good.
It is high quality. I wonder, like, how they got that stuff.
So we can continue and discuss more ISIS stuff here in a little bit. Your calls are certainly welcome. But back to the story on secession. The founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, writing over at the Washington Post, talking about how the government's so big, it's so clunky, it's the country's less and less governable as a result of that, and points out that the number of pages in the Federal Register has grown to over 80,000 in 2013, which is a quadrupling over the 1970 figure. The United States Economic Freedom Ranking in the world has fallen from second in the year 2000 to 19th in 2011.
That's a really big, there was a time in our lives that we might have been able to say the United States is the freest country on earth. Anybody who says that now is a fool.
Yeah, or they just don't know.
Well, I mean, what is a fool? Yeah. A person who doesn't know.
It's government now
enjoys... ignoramus. How's that?
There you go. It's the government now enjoys the twin ignominies of incarcerating. No, there's no T at the end there.
Okay.
Of incarcerating and shooting dead more of its own citizens per capita than any other industrialized country by far, even though its violent crime rate is not much above average.
We're number one.
Yeah, well, there's something you're number one at. The political scientists have found that more populous countries are more decentralized because government becomes less and less effective over larger populations. Spain, Britain, Belgium, Italy, and Canada have all decentralized over the past 50 years, but the United States has gone in the opposite direction. In 1913, according to Census Bureau data, local governments raised 56% of all taxes in the United States.
And this is one of the reasons that I think it's so ridiculous when people talk about a 90% tax bracket. When you talk about a 90% income tax bracket and then you start adding on state tax, gas tax, and all the other taxes that go into it, you're talking about 135 or 125% tax bracket. You are going to stifle productivity.
Yeah. So in 1913, well, productivity is stifled right now. It just would make it worse. In 1913, again, local governments raised 56% of all taxes in the U.S., and state governments raised 12% on top of that. Today, those numbers have flipped. Now the federal government raises more than 55% of all taxes, and local governments account for only 15%.
Hmm.
What's a more workable country look like? We could talk about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's secession or whatever happens to be on your mind, ISIS, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. You can take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out more Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. Another great site to check out is drewsdefense.org. It's something that that Derek, you and I have been talking about on our respective shows, and there's some fundraising going to be going on in real life for Drew. His name is Andrew Jones, and he's facing the rest of his life in prison right now. He's not, thankfully, in behind bars at the moment, but he is on house arrest. He's stuck in his parents' house until the trial, where he will be on trial for being allegedly one of the administrators of the Silk Road underground drug black marketplace. And they're alleging that he was the administrator known as Inigo. There was the head of the site, Dread Pirate Roberts. There was Inigo, and then there was Libertas. They're saying he was Inigo, and they're charging him, and he's facing life in prison over alleged conspiracy to conspiracy to money launder, conspiracy to sell drugs, and conspiracy to computer hack, which I think are ridiculous charges. I think, you know, if it's a conspiracy, it's not actually a crime. Nothing's happened. And he wasn't hacking anyone's computer. He may not have been selling any drugs. And, you know, all he was doing was allegedly running a website. So the Silk Road, that's a long discussion. It's one worth having, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in detail in the future. But the Silk Road's an amazing technology that actually has saved lives over time. And so if Andrew Jones is the person known as Inigo, then I still think the guy's a hero, and I think he's done the world a favor by being involved with the Silk Road. He should be given an award rather than being put behind prisons, you know, prison bars. But we're in a crazy, bizarro world here, and he's facing life in prison. So if you want to help out Drew, you can go to drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. His family needs the assistance. His parents have put up their house and their retirement income. So their home and their retirement incomes have been bonded to secure a $1 million bond for their son, just so they can have him with them until the trial, which, you know, it's nice to not. It's nice to be able to prepare for a trial when you're not behind bars, and still,
it's about impossible to prepare for one when you are.
Still, it's expensive to do it either way, and they need some help. Please go to drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org to do that. By the way, they accept PayPal, and of course, they accept Bitcoin at drewsdefense.org. We can continue here. Where's the next secession movement going to be? Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, has an editorial piece over at the Washington Post suggesting maybe it'll be New Hampshire, talking about how a more workable country. He's explained how big and insane the federal government has become, how much money it's been siphoning off, and how bureaucratic. He says a more workable country would let state and local governments go their own way on more policies, but a more just country would also be based firmly on the principles of free association. Free association is the original American way. The country was founded on an act of secession. Consider New Hampshire's possible future. While the Free State Project, which is, by the way, a movement of which we are a part, move to New Hampshire, get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. That's the idea there. While the Free State Project does not endorse independence for New Hampshire or any specific legislation, its statement of intent, which is what we signed when we joined and what you could sign as well, endorses government limited strictly to protecting people's rights. Free staters generally support more autonomy for the state. If the federal government won't let New Hampshire opt out of the vast federal leviathan, then what? New Hampshire joined the Union on the condition that it remain a fully sovereign state, free to break the tie with the United States, if that link were no longer in its interest. Article 7 of the New Hampshire Constitution declares that, quote, the people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state, and do and forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress assembled, unquote. Banning secession would break this original agreement. And on some level, Washington must know this. If Texas, Vermont, or Alaska wanted to break away to pursue distinctly conservative or progressive policies within a basically just liberal democratic regime, then what? It seems unlikely that the U.S. government would use force against Americans guilty of nothing but believing in government by literal consent of the governed. More likely, it would make the same choice the British government made for Scotland. Let the people vote. for now. There are no...
Lots of places, lots of these British protectorates or whatever have voted themselves away. I mean, I can't even imagine the list of them, but it is long. How do you think... Australia got away. How did Canada do it? How did the Isle of Man do it? I mean, there's just this incredible list. This was the largest empire in the world 100 and something years ago, slightly over 100 years ago, and
things changed.
It's all gone. So the idea that secession is somehow a death trap where we're all going to get blown up by the government, that's crazy, unless you think that Washington, D.C. is full of kill-crazy, bloodthirsty maniacs, like I do, then you're a coward because you don't want to leave. And,
well, they may be bloodthirsty. They may be bloodthirsty maniacs, but they don't have the same level of occlusion from the rest of the country as they would have in the 1800s. I mean, back when news traveled by horseback, it would have been hard for people to get word of what was going on anywhere. But now, you know, news is instantaneous, and anyone anywhere can stream live to the internet anything that's happening. And so they wouldn't be able to get away with slaughtering people in New Hampshire or Vermont or whoever.
They have to save face. Even if they're totally against secession, they're going to have to make like they're for consent.
They can't be against consent. They have to keep their aura of legitimacy.
If the people in the North knew what Sherman was doing in Atlanta and Savannah, it might have been a completely different war, right?
Mm-hmm. So, for now, there are no serious secessionist movements, says Sorens. No state, I think he means within the United States, because there are definitely some serious movements in Europe. No state has the sense of distinct nationality that Scots enjoy. And Puerto Rico, which has the cultural prerequisites for nationalism, derives immense economic benefits from the Union.
Immense.
Even now, independence is not ideal for New Hampshire. We Granite Staters can still hope for broader self-government before anybody discusses striking out on our own. But 30 or 60 years from now, a U.S. government that had lost military predominance to China and India...
Wow, he thinks that the U.S. government's going to be here 30 or 60 years from now?
While keeping up increasingly centralized and sclerotic institutions could well face a serious secessionist challenge from a state such as New Hampshire. To prevent secession, the U.S. government will not use force. It will have to devolve power. So I don't agree with Sorens, but he's certainly entitled to his opinion. He doesn't think that it's time for secession in New Hampshire. I think no time's better than the present than to talk about secession. Obviously, it's not going to come to a vote anytime soon. But I'd like to see that vote happen sooner than 30 years.
Yeah, why not start having the votes now? And then let people have the discussions and then warm up to the idea.
I think what needs to happen, look, we've got something like a dozen Liberty Free State Project participants, something like 80 Liberty-oriented state reps in New Hampshire. One of these guys needs to put up a secession bill.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been done yet. Throw the idea on the table officially to get the conversation started here. And I'm not running for state rep this year, but, you know, if I were elected, I'd do something like that. And hopefully one of the Liberty folks will decide to throw that out on the table. I think that would make for big news. It would garner headlines. New Hampshire considering secession. That'd be awesome. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, a teacher committing civil disobedience.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here and bring up what you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. We give them away to you, those other talk show hosts in the business. A lot of them want to charge you $7-$8 a month for their websites. I bet you we give you more for free at freetalklive.com than they will charge you for. But go see for yourself and enjoy freetalklive.com. Something else worth paying attention to, modafinil from modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil over at modup.net. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. And students, 1 in 5 of them are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits like double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. At modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. At modup.net, they ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Go to modup.net and pay with Bitcoin to save 33% on their already low prices. Bitcoin, of course, they're a big supporter of Bitcoin there, but you can still pay with credit card. Either way, if you use code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at modup.net for world-class service on at a great price for modafinil. That's modup, modup.net, code FTL. As we continue, we've got Tommy on the line in Glasgow via Skype. Tommy, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You had called in just before the vote in Scotland last week to kind of give us the scoop of what things were like there on the ground. And now it's been a few days, so it's good to hear back from you. What's the latest?
Yeah, they may take our lives and they've took our votes, but they'll never take our Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Tommy.
Listen, yeah, a bit deflated. It's took me a few days to get my head around it. All sorts of shenanigans and untoward things have happened. And positive, many positives have been taken out of it. Although the vote was lost for the people on the good side on the referendum, people who wanted Scotland to have more control of its own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, we lost the votes, but as it's becoming more apparent, not only did they lie, connive, cheat and bribe and put fear into the entire population, the vote has now been marred by serious accusations of vote rigging. There's videos of someone who was meant to be an adjudicator running the vote, filling out blank ballot papers. There's also cases where on TV... Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Filling them out with no votes.
Filling them out with a no vote and folding it and seeing them, and looking about to make sure nobody's seen them and filling it in. And
wow.
On Sky,
wow.
on the main news channel, there was piles of votes in the no. And clearly, on two of them at the top, there were yes votes. There was also 600,000 postal votes that came in, and the high proportion of them went to the no side. And then there's also the fact that in Dundee, which was known as the yes city, which was expecting about
70%. Hold on. Before you go on with the Dundee thing, what are you suggesting was with the postal votes? So like here in the U.S., there's what they call absentee voting, where you can vote by mail if you can't physically show up to the polls. Is that what you mean when you say postal votes?
Postal, indeed. And so what I'm saying is the percentage on the postal votes was significantly higher on the no side than what was happening for people going up to the place to vote. Now, that may be explain the fact that a lot of old-age pensioners, old people who couldn't vote, they were tending to stick with no or wanting to vote no.
Mm-hmm.
But then the problem with Dundee, what happened, the fire alarm went off three times, and both the city where I sit just now, Glasgow, Dundee, and just two other places, North Lanarkshire and West Dumbartonshire, they are the only four councils out of 32 that registered yes votes. All the rest of them registered no votes. And the two cities, Glasgow is the biggest city, Edinburgh is the next, even though it's the capital,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be Aberdeen and Dundee. Now, Glasgow and Dundee's votes, the percentage of the people voting was 75% in both of them, and there was other places where the no votes was registered where they were getting 85 to 91% of the turnout. And so people are suggesting that the vote for Glasgow was slowed down somewhat in Dundee because they were going to be yes, and the vote was increased in some of these other areas. But that's beside the point. That's not really beside the point, because that is very clear of electoral fraud that could have happened. And so our votes, the people who voted yes, many of them could not have been counted properly. So we should be demanding for a re-vote. But the people who organised it, I'm talking about on the no side, the campaign, as I say, this was one of fear and putting the fear of God into everybody. There was even politicians turning round to old people and saying, we might not be able to pay your pension.
Mm-hmm.
This was seriously brutal stuff. I mean, this was sick.
Which may explain one reason why older folks over the age of 65, over 70% of them in Scotland voted to stay in the union. They were afraid of losing their benefits.
Hey, Tommy.
And this is another thing. Can I just finish this one, sorry?
Yeah.
How did he know? It's supposed to be a secret ballot. Well, I looked at the back, and this is the first time in my life when I've, the second time, the first time was to make a spoiled ballot paper, but this is only the second, first time I've registered a proper vote, and when you look at the back, there was a serial barcode and there was numbers, and they say this is supposed to be a secret vote, but now what they've come out, and they're able to tell percentages and figures of what people voted in each area of the percentages. So how is this a secret ballot?
Hmm.
There's serious things that was going on here, and I'm glad that you've given me the chance to highlight this to the rest of the world, to say that there's been serious rigging of the vote, there's serious irregularities that have happened here, and there's seriously people of the state, MI5, MI6, the government spooks, who have engineered something terrible here, because the people of Scotland genuinely want, yes, I was taking my old campaign, I must have contacted maybe 2,000, 3,000 people in just about 2 months of campaigning myself.
Yeah, you said you were just calling names in the phone book. Now, Derek J had a question for you, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm for independence, and I understand you believe something untoward is going on with the vote for Scottish independence, but just to play devil's advocate here, have you no compassion or empathy for the elderly who rely on Westminster for survival?
Yes, well, I mean, my mother, of course, my mother's 68, and her sister 70-odd, and so there was a lot of yes people on the elderly side as well that could see through the lies. I mean, now my mum is no longer buying a paper that she bought for all her life. It was supposed to be a Labour paper, the Daily Record. Now she's no longer voting Labour, and this is a party that generations of Scots, that if you'd put a monkey in a Labour rosette, they would get voted in. That's how much the people would just vote Labour. So my mum's no longer voting Labour, and she even asked me, right, because I've never paid my BBC licence. This is the main broadcaster where everybody has to pay their licence fee, and if you don't pay it, you can end up in court and even end up in jail. Now, my mum,
just to be clear what you're saying there, just for listeners that don't know what you're saying, the BBC licence, you have to have a licence to have a television in the UK.
They want you to pay it whether you have a television or not.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're found to be watching television without a licence, it's an offence, correct?
Yeah, and you can be given a fine if you don't pay it, and then you can put in jail. Yeah, and my mum turned round for the first time, says, "Son, how do you go about doing this? What will happen?" I says, "Look, just don't answer the door, and if they come, just say you're not the householder. Cheerio, close the door, and be done with it." I mean, there's nothing they can really do. I mean, and it's a protest that people should be doing. And
I imagine it's a lot like here, where, you know, the people that are getting caught for that are probably allowing the police to come in and allowing them to check the TV or check, you know, compare their notes or whatever. Now, did you have more for Tommy?
I have more questions about independence.
Tommy, hang on, because I also want to know, can this come around again, and how soon? Are we going to see this back in another year, 5 years, 10 years? How long is it going to take to get this referendum back on the ballot for round two? 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Tommy in Glasgow, you are certainly welcome to call in as well. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in here, bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Lots of different things you can do there. All of it for free. So go to freetalklive.com. And also something you need to know about the upcoming Keenvention. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. There are still a couple more things that have yet to be announced that are still coming out. I'll be getting to that one or two of those probably sometime this week. If you're following the Keenvention blog at keenvention.info, you'll get the latest there. There's also the Keenvention Facebook page, and there's a Facebook event for Keenvention 2014. I'm posting updates as they come out. In fact, one of the recent updates was announcing Derek J's planned Halloween party. You are working diligently along with another local activist here to throw the very first ever Halloween party at Keenvention.
Yeah, I want to call it the spontaneous order party because I'm getting a lot of help. And I think everyone can contribute something to make it more fun.
And that's what I love about Keenvention is
just coming together.
Things just come together. I mean, yeah. I do have to do some work in that, you know, I call people up or contact them and ask them to host panels, but they handle the panel hosting. They figure out who they want to invite. They invite them and then I just kind of give them a little perk, like, yeah, VIP dinner or $20 or something.
I just wanted something fun to do on Friday. Now we've got something fun to do.
And then there's going to be more fun on Saturday night with the return of the karaoke / galactic bowling party.
Woo-hoo!
Which was a lot of fun last year as well. So we've got the fun kind of social activities going on at Keenvention. There's also the actual convention aspect where panel discussions will be had. Mark's going to be hosting the news media panel.
Yep.
There's a couple of brand new panels, like the Cop Block panel is brand new this year. And so there's panel discussions. Keynote speeches. Just recently announced that Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, she will be giving a keynote speech this year. This year is going to be a little different. Last year, her topic was the state of the Free State Project. This year, she'll be talking about what can we learn from the 60s activists?
What
things can we learn today? What they learned back then. So I think that'll be really interesting. She says she's been doing a lot of research on that topic.
It's a great thing to research.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. She's one of our keynoters. Another couple other keynoters include James Robin Hood Cleveland, who's an amazing activist and a real doer up here. I'm excited to have him speaking, and also Rich Paul. He's expected to get out of jail in mid-October, so he'll have plenty of time. I'm sure he's already been working on his speech. It's not like he has anything else to do behind bars. So looking forward to having Rich wrapping things up with us. I think he might be our closing speaker on Sunday. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great weekend of fun. It's an intimate event, probably going to be on track right now for about the same size as last year, so maybe like 100 to 120 something people will be attending. Of course, you never know who all is going to show up. Sometimes, you know, things start to ramp up with the ticket sales as the event gets closer. And anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to keenvention.info. It's October 31st through November 2nd. Great excuse to come up to New Hampshire, check out the Keene area, and meet some of these amazing activists that you've heard about here on Free Talk Live. Let's bring Tommy back on the line here in Glasgow via Skype.
Thanks, guys.
Tommy, thanks for coming back on. I know Derek had at least a few more questions, maybe one or two. I'm not sure how many more. Go ahead, Derek. Jay, you've got some questions.
Yeah, Tommy. I want to know that now that the vote is over, are you going to try another tactic now? In other words, why does your independence have to mean their independence, those other people who don't want it?
Yeah, well, good question. And the battle has already commenced. I mean, we've had all sorts of skullduggery tactics and whether or not vote rigging can be proved. Certainly the lies are there for all to see. And one of the key ones, and I mentioned this as far back as 6 months ago, and saying watch out in the last couple of weeks. And lo and behold, the last poll that came through, or one of the polls 2 weeks ago, put the yes ahead. And then what happened, and that was from a gap of 60-40 for the no, and so it had narrowed to the extent that yes were ahead just 2 weeks and Sunday ago. And then what happened, it was the campaign upped about several notches. But then there was this whole thing, and it was very ambiguous, and there was nothing concrete. But then there was all talk about Devo Max, because Scotland got its own parliament 17 years ago, and it was called devolution. So they got some control of its own power. But everything that gets put through its own parliament, it's what happens, it has to be okayed at the Westminster level. So it's not really, it's just basically a talking shop. So
yeah.
the ball was played by the No campaign to say, well, look, if you vote No, we will give you more powers. So they were calling it devolution maximus. So it was more powers, but not real powers. And one of the main powers was, well, we could raise our own taxes. And now the raising of the own taxes is key, because there's a tremendous austerity measures that are happening to services such as like the NHS, where if you go into a hospital or anything happens, it's free at the point of use. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to pay for it. So, and Scotland is different from England, because this has been happening in England, and the whole battle was fought on, you know, the control of the resources and control of particularly the health service. And so this was fought out, and the ex-politician Gordon Brown came in riding his white horse at the end, and he said, you know, and he gave a rousing speech the day before it, and was all passionate about the union and staying together. But a week before it, he said, we'll set out a timetable, we'll give you more powers. And the 2 days before the election, said, we'll give you this vow that this will happen. But then straight away,
with a vow that what will happen?
That they would give more powers to
more
Scotland.
Powers.
But straight away, from the first day, that was reneged on, and then the political infighting started, where the Tories, the Conservative government, they have got only one MP. Now, the Labour has got all four, about 40-odd, and now what that has done is placed them in a predicament, so the political game has begun. And then you've got on the Yes side, Alex Salmond has thrown his hat in and saying, I'm resigning and taking a back seat. And yep. He was a particularly divisive character. So
this was Alex Salmond was the guy who was like one of the heads of the secessionist movement,
the
right?
Yes camp. Yeah, he's the first minister of Scotland. He's a leader of the SNP, of the majority government of the secession, which is the devolution, which is separate to Westminster.
Mark,
so
you look confused.
For this referendum.
I'm just trying to figure out all the characters here.
What are you confused about?
Well, what Alex had said.
Okay.
So Alex, Alex Salmond, the head of Scotland, he's separate from David Cameron, which is the head of Britain.
Right.
And so Alex Salmond's want to get more control. But what he did the day after it on the Friday
once they found out he'd lost, he resigned.
That's right.
Now, what's happened now, there's going to be an election, and Nicola Sturgeon, his deputy, will go in place. And then
I think we're getting a little bit too far down into the, let me round it up.
Very briefly, the popular movement, the grassroots movement, is now calling ourselves the 45, because 45% voted for yes. And this grassroots movement won't go away. The British elite has picked the wrong people to take a fight with. Now, Scotland's going to stand up. Many people are joining the SNP. And the SNP is going to... There's a Westminster election. Scottish National Party, led by Alex Salmond. And then what is happening? There's elections for Westminster coming up this time, and then in a year's time, a year and a half time, there's elections for Holyrood. And then once that happens, if they do not keep up to their promise, then the Scottish people will force the issue for independence, I would reckon, within the next 2 to 5 years.
So just to clarify, what you're saying is they promised before the election, the people in the House of Parliament,
Westminster,
they promised, stick with us, we'll give you more power, we'll give you more independence, and you're saying that if they don't come through with that, you're saying this group, the 45, they're calling themselves the 45, that they will force this issue again within 5 years.
And what's the fastest they can force it?
Well, it all depends on the government. There's the Westminster election, so what could happen? It depends on what government that happens. And that's what's happening. They've taken angles. Now down in London, the Labour and the Conservative, they're the two factions, and they're all taking political positions because they know that what will happen will lead to one of them being in power in just another 7 months' time. And then in Scotland, so what's going to happen in Scotland in a year and a half's time, we have our own national elections, and the Scottish people will put in power again the SNP, and then once again, they'll have a mandate to say the Scottish people now want a referendum, and then they'll be able to fight it again and take on.
So this isn't over yet. It could do a lot better.
Not by a long way.
Sounds like.
Power to the people, in Free Scotland. We're not giving up, and we're taking it all the way, because, as I say, the British Empire is a crumbling. It's been crumbling for 100 years, and we're about to deliver the fatal blow.
Hell yeah.
Once the blow is destroyed, the Union must be destroyed. Free Talk Live in Free Scotland, and God bless, brother.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you, Tommy, in Glasgow, calling from Skype. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got plenty more Free Talk Live to come, plenty of chance for you to get on the air here and take control. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, Derek Jay's story about a teacher, a government school teacher, committing civil disobedience. And I'm interested in hearing more about that. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. More Free Talk Live coming up. Toll free, 855-453, or get on Skype at username lrn.fm. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.